It's Monday night and time to talk football. Welcome to the High School Football Report, presented by Cass Birch Automotive. Now, here's your host, Chris Beckham.
Broadcasting live from the Citizens Community Bank Studios on this Monday night. This is the High School Football Report, presented by Cass Birch Automotive. I'm Chris Beckham. Thanks for joining us on this Monday night. Ready to talk about high school football. A shocking Friday night behind us. We'll talk about the results, the third round matchups involving several of our South Georgia teams. A state championship for the Val Wood Valiants, who took care of business at Mercer University's five-star stadium against Trinity Christian, and a great state championship, the third in the last 6 years for Coach Ashley Henderson and the Val Wood Valiants. We'll talk about that game as well. We'll tell you the 10 games we'll be picking in our final week of the Chick-fil-A Football Friday Night Radio Show this coming Friday night. Your chance to play along, win yourself a $20 gift certificate to Domino's Pizza. So we'll tell you about that, as well as our Houston Clinic Player of the Week and lots more. One of the great second-round matchups coming up this Friday night will be in Quitman, Georgia, where the Callaway Cavaliers will take on the Brooks County Trojans. We'll be joined momentarily by head coach Maurice Freeman to give us a preview of that game against Callaway this coming Friday night, and also a little review of last week's win over the Dodge County Indians up in Eastman. Very impressive win for Brooks County, both offensively and defensively. So we'll join Coach Maurice Freeman. And again, Region 1AA has two of the final eight teams, the undefeated Thomasville High School Bulldogs. They'll be at home Friday night as well, taking on Heard County. We'll talk a little bit about that game. Of course, everything going on in 7A, the Cockle County Packers and the Tiff County Blue Devils carrying the banner for Region 1 in the state quarterfinals. We'll talk about their matchups coming up, Region 1 6A with Lee County and Coffey still playing. Single A playoffs as well with Clinch County and Irwin County and Charlton County, Mitchell County, all South Georgia teams still playing. So we got a lot to talk about on this Monday night, and we'll have time for your phone calls coming up as well. Take a quick break. When we come back, Coach Maurice Freeman will be joining us right here on the High School Football Report as we broadcast live from the Citizens Community Bank Studios. Back with more coming up right after this.
And now, more of the High School Football Report, presented by Cass Birch Automotive. Here's Chris Beckham.
Once again, back inside the Citizens Community Bank Studios on this Monday night, this is the High School Football Report, presented by our friends at Cass Birch Automotive in Valdosta and in Quitman. Lots to talk about on this Monday night. A great night of high school football last Friday night. And if you're a Brooks County Trojan fan, it was a great night to be in Eastman as the Brooks County Trojans come away with a big second-round win over Dodge County. And joining us now, the head coach of the Brooks County Trojans, Coach Maurice Freeman. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Coach, great to hear from you tonight. Excitement in Quitman, as there often is during playoff season. Brooks County, again, a great, great win. This Dodge County Indian team, we talked about a little bit last Monday night. This was a tough football team. But as usual, the Brooks County defense shows up, and what a night for your offense as well.
Well, we were really happy to get the win. They were tough. They were physical. It was a great test, and I thought we answered the bell.
No doubt about it. 408 yards of total offense. Now, Brooks County, as everybody knows, you kind of hang your hat on defense, and with good reason. But offensively, boy, you really got going last Friday night. What was the key to that success?
Well, the key, always the key, is the offensive line. The bottom line, if your offensive line can block, you can run the ball, you throw the ball. If your offensive line cannot block, you got trouble all the way across the board. Now, it just happens that our offensive line did an outstanding job, and we had an outstanding running back by the name of Jonathan White that had about 314 yards running the ball behind him. So that is always a plus.
No doubt about it, and I'll go ahead and spoil the suspense. Jonathan White, the Brooks County running back, is our Houston Clinic Player of the Week for his unbelievable performance last Friday night. He got you started with a 20-yard run, and also, for good measure, ran into the two-point conversion as well. He added a couple more touchdowns later on as well, so a complete night. Let me ask you about the running for two. We talked about this on the Friday night show, Coach. You guys kind of do that fairly arbitrarily. You kick extra points sometimes. Is there something that you see that is there a certain call or something for running the two-point? How do you work that?
Well, we look at your alignment. First of all, how you align. if you are trying to block an extra point and you don't leave a safety back so we can identify him as a safety, then we'll throw it. If you decide that that you're going to line up incorrectly, what we call incorrectly, then we'll definitely go for two because it gives us an opportunity to just get that extra point and get 1 point, and that adds pressure to you if you don't have have your folks lined up. And we get that 2 points instead of one, now all of a sudden your game plan has to change, especially in a big ball game like that.
And again, going on the road as you guys did last Friday night, there are a lot of teams that that do that. But historically, Brooks County has had good success going on the road. It really doesn't matter where you play the competition. Whenever you look at the draw and say, "Okay, well, we got to hit the road this week," does your team embrace that, not worry about it at all, or is it just you've told me before you'll play anywhere, anytime?
Well, we don't even really address that. We prepare our kids to play regardless of where we're going to play, at home or away. So we embrace the away, just like we embrace home. Everyone loves to play at home. But, you know, we just love to play the great game of football, be it in Brooks County or by the road on 84 or 319. Doesn't matter where we're playing, we want to play. So an away game is not a big deal to us. We just want to get dressed and get focused and get ready to play.
As you often do, and again, you guys play anybody, anywhere. You've certainly proven that in the past. But I will say now, for all those Brooks County Trojan fans are going to be bringing that hammer to Veterans Stadium this coming Friday night, 7:30 kickoff against Callaway. In the last 10 years, Brooks County is 14-2 at home in the playoffs. There are not many teams, Coach, in the state of Georgia that can put those kind of numbers up.
We're certainly happy about it. We're proud about that. We hope to continue with that streak this year. And it's the Callaway team that beat us last year. We were up 14-0 and came back and lost that game. So we're a little bitter about that also.
Yeah, tell us about this year's Callaway team. Did they return a lot from that team last year?
Well, they lost the quarterback, and he was extremely important. That guy was elusive, and he was calm, cool, and collective, and he had a great arm, a left-handed young man. I think he went on to play some college football. But they got that running back, and they got a couple of receivers that are pretty, pretty faulty. So we've got some things to worry about there. They run the same offense, the same defense that they ran before. They run the 3-3, they run the 4-3, they run the 4-4. So, and they slant a lot. They've got a big, huge defensive tackle, number 8. He's hard to move, and he loves to play football also. So they've got some things that definitely worry us. We just got to pick the pace of the game up. And we got to win the physicality contest. We have to be more physical than our opponent.
No doubt about it. LeSean Terrell, I believe, is the young man. He's defensive tackle for the Callaway Cavaliers, 6'2", 260. He's already committed to play football at Western Kentucky. But, you know, Coach, when you get to the third round of the playoffs, when you get to the state quarterfinals, there's only 8 teams left. Everybody that you run into, you got to figure is going to be pretty good. And the reason that you're there is because you're pretty good as well. And, again, it goes back to that defense, which has been a staple in Brooks County football for gosh knows how long, and it certainly is now. And it really does seem like, Coach, and I was talking with somebody about it today, when it comes to Brooks County football, there's not a big-time D1 recruit or, you know, on your side of the ball. It's more of a lunch pail kind of attitude and a team attitude, and your guys seem to thrive on that.
That's all we can do. That's who we are. That's what we hang our hats on. That's what we believe in. Hopefully sooner or later we'll have a big-time player. But until that time comes, we're going to play hard-nosed football. Everybody's going to do the same thing. Everybody's going to be physical. Everybody's going to run to the ball. We're gonna push you the entire game, offensively, defensively, and special teams. We're going to play a physical brand of football.
And you have all year long, again, sporting an 11-1 record coming into this game against Callaway, 7:30. I know there's going to be a huge crowd in Quitman on Friday night. We always hear from the fans on our Friday night show calling in, and you can just hear the excitement and the enthusiasm. And that is something, Coach, we talked about it before, that I think you've done so well. It's kind of galvanized that entire community. And when you coach in a team, in a town, I should say, with only one team, you do get that feel that, hey, everybody is on your side. There are no divided loyalties. And I think that really is evident on Friday night. And I think your players feed off of that.
Of course. You don't have to choose a team. There's one team, Brooks County Trojan. So everybody that walks into that stadium on the home side, you're Brooks County Trojan more than likely. And we enjoy that. We embrace that. And that works out great for us. So, you know, you've got much larger schools like a Valhalla and a Lounge. Hey, we're Brooks County, and I'm happy to be here.
No doubt about it. The again, we talked about Jonathan White. What a huge night he had, over 300 yards rushing for Brooks County. But also the player quarterback, Mac Perry, has been very consistent. I know he hit, I think it was Humphreys, on a deep pass early in the game the other night, went about 80 yards for a touchdown. Mac, of course, who battled some injuries last year, he's come back and been very, very consistent. And you hear that term, manages the game, a lot. But I think when you've got a guy with his experience and his caliber behind center, that's that takes a lot of the pressure off.
You know what, Mac only played three games last year, so he came back at a guy that started at the beginning of the season with only three games of experience under his belt. So he had to really relearn it along with trying to trust the team that he had an ACL injury on. So Mac has done an outstanding job, and as the season progressed and he started to get those number of games under his belt, he became wise and started to understand and really manage the system. And Friday, he really showed what he was all about. He started to read his keys, and he's thrown for over 1,000 yards. Jonathan's over 1,000 yards rushing. Rajon Holden is 400 or 500 yards rushing. So we've got a very good balance. He's got quite a few receivers that he's thrown to, Khalil Humphrey, Deion Bowden, Dee Bryant. So we're excited about what Mac Perry and that crew is doing. And I tell you, if you can stay balanced like that, it gives defense some trouble.
And the same, I think, goes for the other side of the ball. Again, we're joined tonight by Maurice Freeman, the head coach of the Brooks County Trojans, getting ready to play at home Friday night against the Callaway Cavaliers. Talk about defense as well. I mean, Trey Jackson, Michael Edwards, Edmonds, you mentioned Rashawn Holden, Woodson. I mean, there's just so many different guys. And, again, that's hard to key on one guy. It's hard to say, okay, we're going to run away from this guy. We're going to throw to this side of the field. When you got guys all over the field, that really presents a problem for the opposing team's offensive coordinator.
Well, we got a bunch of guys that have band together and they've adapted what we want. We want you to be running and we want you to tackle in a bad mood. And they've done a good job of doing that. And they all just enjoy each other. And the philosophy that we bring on, hey guys, we got to bring that hammer. And that hammer starts on defense. They've embraced that. They believe in that. And that is our way of intimidation. We're trying to run through you. We're trying to gang tackle. And we're going to learn what you do and we're going to be very coachable, and we got some discipline, and we don't have a bunch of hotheads. We got some guys that love to run, and it just really has filled in for us, and we've got the right people in the right place, and they play very hard.
Well, it should be a great atmosphere, Coach, as it always is over in Quitman. I know you guys play, like I said, you play well at home, you play well on the road. You're in the playoffs. It's Thanksgiving week. Brooks County's in the playoffs. Some things are just a South Georgia tradition. It's going to be a wild crowd there in Quitman on Friday night, and we're excited about hearing you now. Let me ask you, and this is certainly not your first rodeo. You've been doing this for a long time. You know how this goes when you get to the playoffs. Do you start to look at the bracket and say, well, if this happens and that happens, I know you're focused on Callaway and Callaway only this week, but when you get this time, a lot of people start scoreboard watching. Do you think in those terms at all?
Well, your fans never, ever, ever allow you to forget it. So I try not to think of it, but the bottom line is they are bombarding you on Facebook, bombarding you on your cell phone, bombarding you on your text messages. They'll even call, Coach, have you seen it? Have you seen it? No, I haven't seen it. Well, let me tell you about it. So you don't get to ever forget it. So I don't have to worry about it. They're going to remind me every day. My job is to just keep these guys in here, keep them winning, and keep playing hard, and try to keep them healthy. And my fans are letting me know the rest. I'll shoot you back.
Well, I'm just going to throw this out there. And we're focused on Callaway, and we need to get a win Friday night. And I know the Trojans are going to do everything possible, as well as you and your coaching staff, which I can't say enough about the job that your coaching staff has done this year, Maurice. In a very tough region, you come out. But I'm just saying, if it gets down to the finals week, and we got Brooks County on one side of that bracket, and we got Thomasville and Coach Graves on the other side of that bracket. You know, there's no reason to take that thing to Atlanta. I say we find a field in Boston, Georgia somewhere, right there between you, and let's just get it on South Georgia style.
Bottom line is, hey, let's not go that road. Let's go over there and play in Lionel Stadium. Let's go over there and play in Bob Austin Stadium. Those two stadiums are empty and they're big enough. So let's play in one of those. And don't worry about going up to Atlanta. So I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I just sent a chill down my spine thinking of the possibility. But, hey, we're going to worry about the Callaway Cavaliers. And, folks, as Coach mentioned, they got the Trojans last year. This is a good program. They do a good job coaching their young men up there as well. It should be a great game Friday night. And we're hoping at the end that the Brooks County Trojans can celebrate another one. Coach, it's been a great season. I wish you all the luck in the world. And your team has worked to get to this position, and we're all proud of where they are, and you and your coaching staff as well. So good luck Friday night.
Hey, come on over and see the Trojans, and we're going to bring that hammer, bro.
There you go, man. Good to hear from you, Maurice. And happy Thanksgiving.
Right, Coach Rosen.
There you go.
Same to you. Take care.
All right, there you go. Coach Maurice Freeman. Coach gets me excited every time I talk to him. I'm telling you what, he knows how to get that excitement going. He does a great job with those young men. And when I talk about balance, now listen, if you are playing in the quarterfinal round of the state playoffs, and just, I know he didn't want to talk about the bracket, and I get it. Brooks County plays Callaway. The winner of that game will play the winner of Rabun County and Screven County. That will be the game that's going to be in Sylvania, Georgia, just outside of Statesboro, this coming Friday night. On the other side of the bracket, Thomasville going to play Heard County. Now, you Bulldog fans, keep on the lookout. Heard County's got a quarterback who's already committed to Ohio State University. He is an outstanding quarterback, Emory Jones, and he has been leading the Heard County Braves all year. I don't think he has seen a team as complete as that great as Thomasville Bulldogs, but that should be a great game. And also, that game is going to be in Thomasville Friday night as well. On the other side, if Thomas wins that game, they'll take on the winner of Hatfield Charter and Benedictine. Benedictine has been rolling all year long. Everybody knows about their tradition and their success in the past. But again, first things first, for you Bulldog fans, it's Heard County. For you Brooks County fans, it's the Callaway Cavaliers. Both should be great games. And those will be two of the games that we'll be picking on this Friday night's high school football show. And we'll tell you about the other eight coming up in a little while. But again, great win over Dodge County last Friday night. Jonathan White, Coach said he had over 300 yards. We had him officially, or maybe unofficially, with 293 yards, three touchdowns. Mac Perry, 7 of 11 for 106. Khalid Humphreys had a big catch in the first quarter, 79-yard touchdown. They only completed seven passes. They didn't have to. Just handed it to Jonathan White. He carried it 23 times. And so a very complete night. And, again, defensively, Trey Jackson with 9 tackles. Michael Edmonds had 8 total tackles. He also had a sack. He also had an interception. Jarrell Woodson had a big night. Rajon Holden, who always has a big night. And, again, these guys, when you look at what they do, it's a very even effort, and they just do it every Friday night. And if you know, defense is about, to me, just like Coach Freeman said, it's about attitude and effort. A lot of guys got a lot of talent. If you got the right attitude and you're going to put forth maximum effort, you're going to do fine. And they seem to do it every single week at Brooks County High School. All right, we're going to come back. We'll tell you about some of the other matchups in the third round state quarterfinals, some of the shocking results. And I will say, I don't remember a Friday night like we had last Friday night, not just here in South Georgia, but all over the state. We'll talk about some of that. And also, we'll talk about a familiar name, former great player here in South Georgia, getting his head coaching job. I'll tell you about that coming up as well as we broadcast live from the Citizens Community Bank Studios. This is the High School Football Report presented by Cass Birch Automotive. We'll have more right after this.
And now, more of the High School Football Report, presented by Cass Birch Automotive. Here's Chris Beckham.
Back inside the Citizens Community Bank Studios on this Monday night, this is the Cass Birch Automotive High School Football Report. We thank our great friends at Cass Birch Automotive, both on North Valdosta Road, right there on Highway 84, in Quitman as well. Great deals at both locations. Again, from their lot to your driveway, they've got what it takes to make a great deal for you. The Black Friday sales event is going on. And again, get ready to see some fantastic deals going on at Cass Birch. So check them out today. Again, that new Dodge Journey, only $17,999. And that is a beautiful looking vehicle. Check it all out, CassBirch.com. 229-241-1059, by the way, is our phone number. Give us a call. Let us know what's on your mind. Also, a reminder, you can follow us on Facebook at the High School Football Report and on Twitter at HSF Report as well. And by the way, when we get done tonight, we'll be having the Atlanta Falcons pregame show right here on your home for the Falcons, WVGA. They're taking on the Seattle Seahawks minus Richard Sherman and I believe minus Cam Chancellor as well. Falcons looking for another win tonight, and you'll hear it all right here on your home for the Falcons, WVGA. As soon as we get done at 7, we'll go right into the pregame. Kickoff is 8:20-ish, 8:30-ish, somewhere on Monday Night Football. So anyway, good luck to the Falcons tonight. Before we get back to last weekend's results, talk about a big job in front of you. I would say that's exactly what the new coach of the Berkmar Patriots has. And he is a familiar name to longtime South Georgia football fans. Former Valdosta Wildcat Willie Gary is the new head coach of the Berkmar Patriots. He has been the assistant there for a little while. He was the defensive coordinator last year. Willie, of course, played for the Wildcats several years ago, and also played for the University of Kentucky, played a little bit in the NFL as well. Berkmar is in the middle of a 47 game losing streak dating back to September of 2013. So Willie Gary, I would say, has quite a job in front of him trying to get that Berkmar Patriots program back in order. But Willie was a great defensive back for the Wildcats now. Valdosta fans remember him well. And when you want to start winning, you hire a guy from Wintersville. I think that's the way to go. So, again, he played under Coach Nick Hyder in his senior year under Coach Mike O'Brien, went to the state championship game twice as a Wildcat. He played college football at Kentucky under Hal Mumme. He was freshman All-American honors. He was on the SEC academic honor roll three times as well. He played both in the NFL with the Los Angeles Rams, or the St. Louis Rams, I guess they were at the time, and also in the NFL Europe before playing with the Georgia Force team there, and later went on to coach some at the with the Georgia Force. So should be hopefully a turnaround effort for Coach Willie Gary. We wish him well. All right, again, more action from last Friday night's first round. And, of course, the game that everyone is still talking about is the Lowndes Vikings loss in the second round to McEachern, led 31 to 7. After four periods of play, and 31-17, excuse me, and 31-14. There you go, I'll get it right. 31-14, and end up losing the game in unbelievable fashion. Three long bombs, an onside kick, and all by a freshman quarterback, the McEachern quarterback, who did not find that he was going to start the game until right before the game because the senior was hurt, and so he throws for about 275 yards. And Lowndes gets put out in the second round. It was shocking not only in the fact that a lot of people felt like Lowndes had the team to win the state championship, but shocking in how it happened. When you have a lead that big, that late, you feel pretty comfortable with it. As a matter of fact, here on the Friday Night Show, we had already marched them to, through to the second round. We're talking about a rematch with Parkview, who was easily handling Mountain View on the other side. But it didn't happen. It all came very quickly, and I think that's really what was shocking about it. There's been some comparisons to last year's loss to Westlake. I don't compare the two at all because there were much different circumstances. This is one where you felt pretty sure that Lowndes had it put together, and it did not happen. So, and McEachern, who always seems to be a thorn in the Vikings' side, has won the last four matchups against the Vikings. Felt like this was going to be the year that that would end, but it did not. McEachern will go on. They'll actually host Parkview in the third round, carrying the banner now for Region 1. The Tift County Blue Devils, who defeated Hillgrove 31-24. And Hillgrove made a little comeback there as well. That seemingly comfortable lead evaporated pretty quickly, too. And Hillgrove tried an onside kick. Tift County recovered that one, and that might have been the difference in those two games. Big rushing night from Mike Jones, the junior running back for Tift County, who has really picked up steam in the second half of the regular season and now in the playoffs. He had, I think, I'm not looking at it, but about 165 yards rushing last Friday night. Rashad Bateman, the very talented receiver, he only had about 25 yards receiving. He did catch a touchdown, but he did not. They kept him under wraps fairly easily. But Mike Jones ran all over the Hillgrove Hawks. Tift County will move on to play at Brookwood in Snellville Friday night at 7:30. Brookwood advanced. They had a little scare of their own against Milton, had a big lead. Milton came back, and Brookwood beat Milton 28-23 to move to the quarterfinals as well. Colquitt County advanced past Walton, previously undefeated Walton, 28-21, and Walton looked like a very good football team. Colquitt County had enough to get by them. They will return to the road to take on Archer this coming Friday night up at Archer. Archer got by Mill Creek, and that was a close one as well. A lot of close games last Friday night. Archer beating Mill Creek 16-10. So, and Archer is a talented football team. All these teams, as I mentioned earlier, our talented football teams. When you look at Archer, for you Packer fans, quarterback Carter Peavy, pretty good quarterback, although they didn't really put up outstanding numbers last Friday night. And as a matter of fact, rushing-wise, their leading rusher for Archer had 30 yards. Peavy threw for 168, so he certainly was the key point of that offense. But if they have trouble running the football, Colquitt County is going to be a tough test for them because Colquitt County still plays defense as they always do. And, boy, again, hats off as well to quarterback Steven Krzyzewski, who got hurt in the game, was limping around said, I'm going to keep playing, and he did, and he played well, and he got him through to the next round. So hats off to that young man who we've had Steven on the show before, and he is a gutsy heads-up kid and certainly been a big key to the Packers' success this year. And this is a rematch of a state championship game years ago, a couple years ago, in the then Georgia Dome, which, by the way, was imploded this morning, if you happen to see that. So Colquitt and Archer, that'll be a 7:30 kickoff up north as well. The other quarterfinal game will be Marietta, again, who got into this thing as a fifth seed. The at-large team should have been a spot for Region 1-7A, but I'll talk about that some other time. We've already talked about it a lot. But Marietta getting into the playoffs as a five seed and beat Westlake, and then they beat Woodstock the other night. Now they'll be traveling to North Gwinnett next Friday night. So, well, this coming Friday night, I should say, the Friday after Thanksgiving. So those will be the big key matchups. We'll be picking the Tiff County at Brookwood game, and we'll also be picking the Colquitt County at Archer game as well. In 6A, Lee County, who had a tough time in Region 1, in Round 1 with Richmond Hill, beating them 28-21. Much easier time in the second round with Grovetown, Dean Fabrizio's team, winning 38-6. They will now host Mays, the Raiders, who had a shootout and outlasted Centennial 48-41 last Friday night. They bring a lot of offense into Trojan Field this Friday night. And the Coffee High Trojans, who ran all over Evans 55-21, Coffee advances. They'll hit the road to take on Alpharetta this coming Friday night as well. Coffee is really steamrolling through the playoffs. They had a big win over Effingham County, beat them by 20, beat Evans by 24, and I don't know how much of a test Alpharetta is going to put up against them either. Jay Gaskins, by the way, goodness gracious, Jamion Gaskins, I should say, the running back for Coffee, had another huge night offensively, ran for about 285, had eight tackles as well on defense, so he has certainly been the key to Coffee's run here in the postseason. Tucker will host Alatoona. Tucker, of course, lost to Valdosta in the state championship last week. And Glenn Academy, a familiar foe, a team that they knocked off of Valdosta in the first round. They also play Tiff County during the regular season as well, and they will host the Harrison High Hoyas this Friday night as well. Real quick, and I'll just mention the local teams we have playing. None in 5A. I'll tell you what, Warner Robins had another close game, had to go to overtime to beat Eagles Landing. They had a close game in the first round as well against South Effingham. Warner Robins advances. They'll host Carrollton. The rest of our teams lost Friday night. Wayne County lost to Jones County, who advances. Stockbridge, it was a close game at home. They barely beat Ware County 10-7, and they will host the Buford Wolves as well. Bainbridge, Damian Pierce's fantastic high school season ends with a loss at Stars Mill. Pierce had his yards. He had about 175. They just didn't have enough defense to keep up with Stars Mill. When you go to the Quad A rankings, we lost Cairo last Friday night to Burke County. That was not unexpected. Burke County, a very good team, and playing them at home was awfully tough. America Sumter, that was one of the big shockers, losing 35-34, and it was a missed extra point, and you hate to be that kid who missed that one, but hey, three parts of the game, offense, defense, and special teams, they lose to the Thompson Bulldogs in an upset, 35-34, so the great year that America Sumter had, and Coach Eric Soliday ends at home against Thompson, who moves on to play Blessed Trinity, who pulled the big shocker by beating Cartersville, 41-game winning streak snapped, 21-17. So you got Maris Burke, you got St. Pius and Woodward, you got Jefferson and Mary Persons, Blessed Trinity and Thompson and Quad A. In AAA, no teams left after Crisp County lost again by 1 point to Pike County. That was a big upset there. Pike County was a number three seed out of Region 4. And the Cook High Hornets, hats off to my man Bobby Jones. Again, they were down 35-28. Score a touchdown. Don't go for the extra, kick the extra point, which they could have easily done. You go for the 2 point and the win, and you fall a half a yard short. Ouch. Jenkins moves on to host Greater Atlanta Christian this coming Friday night. Pierce County also lost out to Peach County last Friday as well. So that's AAA. We mentioned AA and the four games there. Brooks Callaway, Thomasville, Heard County, Hateful Charter, and Benedictine. Raven County and Screven County. And in single A, the Clinch County Panthers took care of business as we thought that they would. Although that Dooley County team kept on trying to score and stay in it. Clinch wins 48-35. They'll travel to Camilla to take on Mitchell County, who trailed Schley County for much of the night, but they ended up getting a 22-21 win. That game will be in Camilla for you Panther fans this Friday night. Charlton County, kind of an upstart team. They were the 11th ranked single A team coming into the playoffs. But now they're in the final eight, and they will travel to ECI, Emanuel County Institute in Twin City, this Friday night. Irwin County's Indians going to be back on the reservation. They beat Lincoln County. Garrison Hurst, as you might have heard, was there watching his old Lincoln County Red Devil team play. Irwin County took care of them. They'll be hosting Macon County, and that's going to be a rematch of a game from earlier this year, and that should be some kind of football game in Osceola Friday night. The other side of that is Manchester hosting Mount Zion. So those are your matchups again. We'll be picking those games. Let's see. I mentioned, let's go through them real quick. The 10 games we'll be picking, we'll put this up on our social media page coming up after the show. In single A, Clinch County at Mitchell County, Charlton County at Emanuel County Institute, Macon County at Irwin County. That's three of the games we'll be picking. Brooks County taking on Callaway, Thomasville taking on Heard County. Those are, that makes us five. As we go up to, we don't have anybody left in AAA, we'll be picking Warner Robins hosting Carrollton in 5A. In 6A, we'll pick Lee County hosting Mays. We'll pick Coffee host, at Alpharetta. And of course, as I mentioned, Cocker County at Archer and Tiff County at Brookwood. Cocker County at Archer will be our game of the week this coming Friday night. So we'll be making those picks Friday night. And again, you can make them during the week on our Facebook page and win yourself a $20 gift card to Domino's Pizza. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about some more of the players that you may be seeing this Friday night, some of the bigger recruits that are going to be in action against some of our South Georgia teams. And also, speaking of recruiting, one South Georgia player is going to do something that no other player has ever done. And I'll tell you what that is right after this. Stay tuned. You're listening to the High School Football Report brought to you by Cass Birch Automotive as we broadcast live from the Citizens Community Bank Studios. And we'll take your phone calls next as well, coming up right after this.
And now, more of the High School Football Report, presented by Cass Birch Automotive. Here's Chris Beckham.
All right, back on the High School Football Report from the Citizens Community Bank Studios. And again, we thank our great friends at Citizens Community Bank. If you're going to be traveling during the Thanksgiving holidays or the Christmas holidays or anything else, the good folks at Citizens Community Bank want you to know that you can contact them before you travel outside of the state and let them know so they can work with the fraud center to make sure that your debit card is working seamlessly. And from all the folks at Citizens Community Bank, they want to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving and take time to celebrate family. And that's exactly what they are. I've been doing it for 90 years, and the good folks at Citizens Community Bank. Also got some coaching openings in South Georgia. We'll talk about some of those in just a minute. Let's go to the hotline, 229-241-1059 is our number. And hello, caller. How are you?
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Beckham.
You too, brother. You got a big turkey day planned?
I got a big turkey planned. I spoke to turkey last year, and ever since I've done it, everybody wants to smoke turkey. So I reckon that's what I'll be doing. But anyway.
You must be good at it then.
I must have been, but I don't know. But anyway, so for some reason I thought Tifton was going to play at home, but they're not, right?
Not this week. However,
okay. Will they get a chance to play?
They could very well get a chance to play at home. And I know people like to jump ahead and say, oh, if this happens, and coaches hate it, they say, hey, we gotta win this one before we worry about any of that. But the possibility exists that if Tift County wins this Friday night and if the Cocker County Packers win this Friday night, then that rematch between the Blue Devils and the Packers would take place at Brody Field 1 week from Friday night. And let me tell you, they will be, you couldn't pack them in there with a shoehorn good enough. I mean, they'll be packed up in that place. And I know that's a lot of ifs now. Archer and Brookwood, two very good teams. But, yes, if Tift County wins – and now if they win and Archer wins, then Tift County will have to go on the road. But if they win and Cocker County wins, that would be a huge game in Tifton next Friday.
Well, what was it, 1990-something, 91 or 90, when we played Parkview? Parkview had just beat out Brookwood.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when the Stinchcomb boys, and what was the kid, Francoeur was there?
Jeff Francoeur, yep.
Was he there, or am I missing my time?
He was Francoeur was at Parkview. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I knew he was at Parkview. Oh. I built those fields. Well, we worked on our lunch fields, Mississippi. I guess he's retired now.
He is. Yeah. As a matter of fact, somebody told me he was broadcasting. I haven't seen him doing that, but that wouldn't surprise me.
A lot of offensive linemen into the University of Georgia.
Yeah, that's true.
That man had some hosses come out of that place. He reminded me of Coach Hyder. He had a command. He had a presence about it.
Tiff County's only played Brookwood one time in history, and that was it. That was the semifinals in the Georgia Dome in 1997, beat them 21-14, and that was a Tiff County team that had Worth Bowers as a quarterback, Coach Emmett Bowers' son, and boy, they were just they were a heck of a team.
You know, old Worth was a good quarterback.
He was a very good quarterback, yeah.
Hey, listen, Friday night I heard Roy calling in, boy. He was on his way back from my job, and I thought, boy. Oh, of course, you know, we drive in from Assets Line. he's an old troubadour, you know.
Oh, yeah. A crowd favorite. That's right.
He is. And, you know, it's hard to believe we just started, brother, but I don't know how many years we've talked about all this, but every year it gets better. But, golly, get out and enjoy some football. That's all I can say.
Amen. And there's going to be some good games all around. Like I said, two of the 7A teams, Concord and Tiff, playing up north, but we got game in Quitman. There'll be one in Thomasville, one in Camilla, Clinch, and Mitchell over in Camilla. Over in Ursula's got a big game. So,
there's a bunch of South Georgia teams playing.
That's right. More than we usually have this time of year. That's right.
I'm telling you, and the weather's beautiful. The weather's perfect.
Yep. So,
hey, listen, I'll let somebody else call in, Beckham. Happy Thanksgiving, bro.
Hey, to you and your family as well, my friend. Have a good one.
You too.
See you now. Interesting you brought that up as we tie in our next subject. That Tiff County team that beat Brookwood 21-14 in the Georgia Dome. They went on to then play Parkview for the state championship in the Big Orange Jungle. That's not a game Tiff County fans like to talk about because there's kind of some controversy in that game. Parkview winning 21-7. But starting linebacker on that Tiff County team back in 1997, a young man named Tyson Summers. And of course, you know the rest. He went on to play college football. Coached college football, was the head coach at Georgia Southern until a few weeks ago when they went through they had not won a game until last Saturday when they beat the brakes off of South Alabama, surprisingly, 52-0. Tyson no longer the head coach there. And that kind of leads us into our next subject, coaching changes in South Georgia. There are openings at, we told you last week, at Westover, Octavia Jones deciding to step aside. Also, Wilcox County, Mark Ledford, who had been there for a long time, deciding to step down. Thomas County Central last week, Bill Shaver no longer the head coach there. And as of late last week, Bill Cribb, the coach at Berrien, has been asked to step aside, and he is no longer the coach now at Berrien. Of course, folks in Valdosta and Lowndes County know Bill Cribb very well. Bill is was a longtime assistant at Lowndes, holds a very interesting distinction now. He is the only person who's been a part of every Lowndes State Championship, played for it and won it back in 1980, and was an assistant coach under Milt Miller and an assistant coach under Randy McPherson. He's been the head coach at Berrien for the last 2 years. He was an assistant under Ed Pilcher before that, and now no longer the head coach at Berrien. So we'll see what those programs do. Thomas County Central, another very interesting one. Of course, everybody remembers the success they had in the 90s and has had some success as well. But, listen, those shoes, filling for Ed Pilcher, which Bill Shaver has done, for the last several years. And, that's tough. And, so he is no longer the head coach at Thomas County Central. They had a very young team this year and had just an unbelievable number of injuries as well. And, it all added up into, Thomas County Central now looking for a new head coach. And I still think that's a very attractive job, Thomas County Central. Again, a 5A school playing in Region 1. This past year, again, they were 3-8, beat Worth County to start the season. They beat Monroe by 1 point, beat Veterans, but tough losses and a first-round exit against Wayne County. Again, a very young football team, and again, there's a lot of pride in that program. So I think that's still a good coaching position. I've heard really no names, not from any – I mean, there's been talk. There's always talk about names, but none of anything we can put our hand on. So it'll probably be, you know, a little while before they name those, but – whenever we hear it, you'll hear it first right here on the High School Football Report. Again, Falcons coming up after our show with the pregame and the Falcons of Seattle tonight on Monday Night Football. Stay tuned right here on WVGA for that. Let's go back to the phone lines and hello, caller. How are you?
Well, I missed the first 20 minutes of the program, Chris Beckham, but what about the Valwood Valiants?
Yeah, how about the Valwood Valiants? State champion Valwood Valiants.
Absolutely. Look, this is Pastor Jason Burns, and I just want to give props. You know, my son's a quarterback out there, and I just want to say, look, it was a great game. And that final score did not really reflect really just the missed opportunities that we had to score. I mean, we had a throw that was right there on the one-yard line. It just happened to go through the kid's hands, and we had one that was thrown back or called back because
on a terrible call, by the way. A terrible call. Yeah.
He was still blocking this guy. He had not released his initial block from the line. He was a few yards down past the line of scrimmage, but he was still blocking the same guy. He had not released that block. And, yeah, I mean, so I'm just saying, we won, and I know it looked real close, but the truth is we had a couple opportunities to really start pulling a big lead away. But a win's a win, and we're just so excited about our Valley Valley.
Well, listen, you should be. And, again, the defense played remarkable, and the kind of year that your son Caleb had, Cam Walker, Sam Martin, all those guys that, who, again, have been in that program for so long and just did a tremendous job this year. Against a team, this Trinity Christian team, I don't think people down here really got their hands around how good this team was. They've been averaging 50 points a game and just blowing everybody out. They're going to GHSA next year, but it just didn't matter. Again, Caleb, another fantastic season, over 2,200 yards passing, and he's now he's only a junior now. We got him back for one more, correct?
That is correct. We sure do. And I want to give props to that defense too for our Valiants. They did a dynamic job this year just containing, and even in these close games that we have had, and we have several this year, look, our defense has come through for us. And, you know, they just really have proven themselves.
Yeah.
And they're losing a few seniors this year, but I know we'll reload for next year. But, man, what a great team.
And what's even maybe music to Coach Ashley Henderson's ears, it should be music to all of Valwood Valiant's ears, but especially to your son's ears. I believe that entire offensive line returns next year, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that's right. That's
well,
right.
That's big.
And that's good.
Yeah, so, hey, congratulations again. I did trade some texts with Coach Henderson over the weekend, just telling him how proud we were of him and the great job that they did, and certainly we extend that to those players. That's winning a state championship. I think sometimes people take that for granted, but the kind of year they had this year, and again, just a remarkable win at Frederica, great win the other night, got down 9-0, came back, and then held them off in the second half. Just a remarkable year, and I know your kids all worked hard to do it, so congratulations to them.
Yeah, man. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you. Absolutely. Again, couldn't be prouder for Ashley Henderson, his coaching staff, and that program. Three state champions in 6 years. And they got a lot coming back. They've got, when you've got a quarterback that's thrown for 2,200 yards coming back, you got offensive line coming back, a lot of that defense coming back as well. They got a lot of reason to be really excited about. Of course, here we are already looking forward to next year. We're not even 3 days off the state championship win up in Mercer last Friday night. But, again, that's what people tend to do. And when you talk about guys like Colby Thomas coming back, of course, Caleb coming back, Cam Carter back as well, and, some freshmen and sophomores going to be pitching in now. So a lot of reason to be excited about the Valwood Valiants. And, again, I believe we said it on the Friday night show, I believe the sixth state championship in the history of that program, and three in the last 6 years. Tremendous, tremendous job for the Valwood Valiants. We are certainly very proud of them. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. Got more. Going to talk a little recruiting. I remember I told you there's a South Georgia football player who is about to do what no other South Georgia football player has ever done. And I'll tell you what that is right after this. Stay tuned. We got more of the High School Football Report presented by Cass Birch Automotive. We'll have more right after this.
Now, more of the High School Football Report, presented by Cass Birch Automotive. Here's Chris Beckham.
All right, wrapping it up on this Monday night, again, Falcons pregame coming up right here on WVGA after our game. If you did happen to miss, as our caller mentioned earlier, part of the show, it's okay. we podcast each and every one of our Monday night shows. And so you can go to our website at velocitytoday.com. And it's a little bit complicated to get to it. So what we just do is we just put the link that takes you right to the podcast up on our Facebook page and our Twitter page. So you can certainly do that and listen to the show in its entirety. And while you're working out or something, that's a good thing to do. So we'll be putting that link to the show up right after our show is over. Quick correction, by the way. Actually, two corrections. First of all, I said the 10 games we'll be picking Friday night. Actually, it's become a tradition on our final Chick-fil-A football Friday night radio show, which will be this Friday night, 6 to midnight. Bryce Johnson, Megan Barwick inside the studio with me. We've done this for several years. On the last Friday night, we pick all the games, all 32 of them. Eight divisions, four games each division. We pick them all. I think Bryce came up with that just so he can kind of catch me. I've got a lead in the picks. A two-game lead over the Chick-fil-A Cow, which is who's had an amazing comeback in the picks. But we're going to pick all 32 of them. We'll have 10 for you to pick in our online contest. We'll be picking all 32 of them on the show. And also, I mentioned earlier talking about Bill Cribb, the now former coach at Berrien, who coached for a long time and played at Lowndes High School. And I said he was the only person to have a hand in all of the state championships. I am corrected. Coach Hiram Johnson, one of my great friends. I've known Coach Hiram for, gosh, forever, like everybody else has. He's just A-plus guy. He's also been a part of every Lowndes State Championship, and Lord knows I don't want to get Coach Hiram on the bad side. I don't think he has a bad side. I don't think he's ever gotten mad at anybody. He may yell at a football player here and there, and that's what coaches do. But great guy. Love Coach Hiram to death, and he has also been a part of that, and I appreciate my man Sean for reminding me of that. So, yeah, we will certainly want to keep him on the list. He is A-plus. And if he's not in the Girls Track Hall of Fame, coaching Hall of Fame, by gosh, he should be, because I think every year he coached the Lowndes Vikings, they won the region championship and were outstanding. So certainly want to remember Coach Hiram Johnson in that elite group as well. I mentioned earlier a South Georgia football player will be doing something this year that no one has ever done. And that's because of the rule changes. Remember, they made the change now that if you want to sign a college scholarship, remember, forever, National Signing Day has been in February. Well, this year, the NCAA has changed it. This year, you can sign your college letter of intent in December. And that's exactly what Tift County High School wide receiver Rashad Bateman says he will do. He said, and we retweeted this on our Twitter page at HSF Report, on Twitter, that he plans to sign with the University of Minnesota, the Golden Gophers, in December. And I'll say he'll be the first. There may be others in South Georgia, so he may be among the first, but nobody's ever done it before. So, again, Rashad Bateman, who committed to the University of Minnesota back in the summer, and he's also, by the way, an elite basketball player. And so he will, as soon as Tift County gets done playing football, and they hope that's about three more weeks, he will be joining the Coach Chris Wade's basketball team. And so he won't be enrolling early, but he said in his tweet, and I'll quote him, "I would like to thank God and all the coaches that have recruited me and given me the opportunity to play football at the next level. It has been a ride. With that being said, I am shutting down everything, and I will be signing to the University of Minnesota to play football on December the 20th, 2017. So there you go. And there may be other South Georgia players doing that as well. We'll have to wait and see. Also, you know, that first college offer that you get is always a special one, and that's exactly what happened to Pelham Jr., Treyon Pace, who got his first college football offer from Georgia Southern University. So congratulations to Treyon. And again, we'll continue to follow recruiting as it goes through. There's going to be a lot of players now taking visits, especially if their seasons are over. Already people asking me, you know, some of the top recruits, guys like Zacoby McLean at Valdosta, guys like Michael Barrett at Lowndes High School, guys who, you know, their seasons are now over. What are they going to do? Give them time. They'll figure it all out. I know, you know, when you follow recruiting, you get very tied up in it all. They'll figure it all out in their time, and so and we respect that, and we like to keep up with it and follow it as well, and it is exciting. But, again, we'll wait and see exactly what comes from all that in the coming months. It's going to be a big football Friday night. Again, we hope you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. If you're traveling, please, please be careful. Enjoy your time with family and friends. If you know someone who does not have family close by, get in touch with them and invite them over for the Thanksgiving Day holiday. And we'll be here Friday. It's a big weekend of football. My gosh, the rivalry weekend. Yellow Jackets and Bulldogs, the Iron Bowl, the Egg Bowl, Florida, Florida State. Well, that was not quite as good. But hey, it's a big rivalry no matter what the records are. We'll be talking about some of that on Friday night. And also, we'll be covering all the action from the third round of the playoffs. And remember, if you are going to be traveling to watch a game, you can get our app. Simply go to VelocityToday.com. Click on the Listen Live link. It downloads to your phone for free in a matter of seconds. You can listen to our show while you're watching a game anywhere and keep up with what's going on. Have a wonderful week and a wonderful Thanksgiving. We'll see you Friday night.